It's a fool's game to risk your all that way and leave the nation desolate. Dry up, said Max. You ought to be wheeled about in the snow in a perambulator. Oh, no offence, I hope. Don't get nasty. How's your wife, Victor?
She's not at all well.
She hurt her head coming down the slide with Max on Sunday. I told her to stay at home all day.
I'm sorry. Are you other fellows going back to the town or stopping on here?
Fuchs and Victor said they were stopping. Max did not answer, but sat motionless while the men paid for their coffee and moved away. Victor came back a moment and put a hand on his shoulder. If you're going right back, my dear, I wish you'd look Elsa up and tell her I won't be in till late. And feed with us tonight at Limpold, will you? And take some hot grog when you get in.
Thanks, old fellow. I'm all right, going back now.
He rose, stretched himself, buttoned on his heavy coat and lighted another cigarette. From the door, Victor watched him plunging through the heavy snow, head bent, hands thrust in his pockets. He almost appeared to be running through the heavy snow towards the town. Someone came stamping up the stairs, paused at the door.